Welcome. This is Ari Koppel with Matrix Liberatus. I'm doing this show solo today because we have a lot of information to cover, and we're going to be addressing the Bilderberg meeting that is happening right now. This meeting is something that has been put in place by the powers that were, who think they are, that are being animated by powers and forces that are in direct opposition to Prime Creator. And their sole purpose is to take over a world, to make it their home, by invading it in stealth. And therefore, the world that we see in the exterior is a mere reflection of all of their actions and intentions and planning and conniving and always being in unison, working together on the same page with the same focus, with the same intent. Right now, their powers of manifestation have been working. The evidence is clear. And they're doing that right now, as we speak. They have gathered people from all the corners of the world. People that have been influenced, taken over by these forces. Excuse me. And they have probably been promised all kinds of goodies, from immortality to eternal youth, to incredible wealth, to amazing off-world powers, and probably even universes, who knows. So this is what we're dealing with right now. And so the intent of today's show is to unite us, regardless of where we are with our belief systems, because we do understand that something that is not of the highest truth and the highest light of a Prime Creator is taking place right now in a meeting, or several meetings in a specific place on the planet. And we need to counteract that like right now. So what we'd like to do tonight is go over the steps of manifesting. And we're going to manifest two things if possible, if time permits. One of them is going to be containing what is being created right now in those meetings. Eradicating that. Annihilating that. And after we do that, well, then we're going to create the world we want. There are different time slots that we can do this with, but we're going to all do this now together, so that our forces, our energy, our vibration, our light quotient is magnified. And so that we have the power to not only contain these evil energies that are being created right now, but that we have the power to annihilate these once and for all. So the first thing we'd like to do is to visualize what these individuals look like, what this whole scene looks like from the moment they arrive on their airplanes and their Learjets and their limousines, as they come out of these vehicles, as they walk towards the hotel or the premises, visualize the media, the frenzy, the photographers, the picketers, the police, protection, the security. Visualize all that, because I know that you have plenty of experiences in your life to be able to get a glimpse of what that might look like. And then visualize these individuals all in their suits and not suits and whatever they're wearing. More than likely, it is probably suits. Even when they're females, they're wearing their business professional dresses and garments. And they're all sitting down and discussing and planning and showing things on PowerPoint and doing all the things that a presentation would do. They may be sitting in a table, a round table, an elongated table, or they may be in an auditorium. But imagine them all together. And whatever they are discussing right now, or in the future, or in the past, we're going to encapsulate. Okay, we're going to picture what we call the ring past naught, which will not allow anything that is not of the light to come past whatever we're going to wrap it around. So I'm going to wrap this around all of the premise. Okay, I'm going to make believe it's a huge film of this electronic material. That's what I'm going to visualize it as. So I'm going to wrap the whole premise with this. I'm going to wrap whatever building they're in at this moment with this. And I'm going to wrap every single individual in that room with this. And this is so powerful that, again, anything that is not of the intention of the light of Supreme Creator will be passed from that individual forth, or from that room forth, or from the premise forth. I'm going to encapsulate them also with mirrors that I'm going to place surrounding the entire premise, surrounding the buildings that they're in, including their rooms, including their hotels, including their restaurants, including any gyms and any place that they go to, and including them individually. And these mirrors are magnified so that any thoughts, any ideas, suggestions, intents, any actions, any feelings, emotions/feelings, anything that is part of this creative process that they're doing is now reflected right back to them and magnified. So that if it is not in direct with the highest vibration of Prime Creator, it will be reflected back. It will not be allowed to pass. It will be reflected back, and they will basically cook in their own negative frequencies. And then I'm going to encapsulate them further, and that means their premises, every single place that they go to, and them individually. I'm going to encapsulate them with the electronic circle of the Mighty I Am Presence, which is the highest electronic circle or shield that you can put around a person. And this particular shield protects an individual to such a magnitude that even an atomic bomb can explode next to them and nothing happens to them. So I'm going to encapsulate that and invert the shield so that it's now projecting outward to the world. And whatever is left inside that circle will be a vacuum where they are in quarantine. So whatever they are creating in there is contained in there while they are cooking like a microwave with their own lowered frequencies. Nothing will escape there. It is protecting now the entire surface of this planet and the interior of the planet and all sentient beings and all living forms. and this is so, and it is done. Imagine this continuously every time you go into this meditation, and as long as they are in this meeting, which is until the 9th of June. And I would take it a little bit further beyond that, because more than likely some of the big ones, the elite ones from that group, will probably stay behind and talk things behind closed doors where the other ones are not privy to. My suggestion is every time that there is a date that we know that these individuals use, because they love using dates and places and grids to create havoc, we're going to counteract that with this. They will create havoc no more. It is done. This is our time. This is how we do it. And we do it in unison. We do it with the same focus. And we do it out of the love that we have for humanity. Because this is why we're here. It's also imperative to understand that once we have done this, and we know for a fact that it is contained, and how we know this is that we feel certainty. So I'm going to go through the process of manifestation, whether it is for containing and annihilating these forces once and for all from the planet, or whether it is creating our new world. We're here in embodiment for the purpose of creating these things. We are co-creators with Prime Creator. We are here in embodiment to use our bodies to its fullest. Our bodies are made up of several other bodies. One of them is the mental body, the other one is the emotional body, the other one is the physical, and then we have the spiritual as well. On the mental body, we're going to bring the picture into our thoughts of what we want to manifest. In this particular case, we brought the picture of these individuals that are part of this group that are meeting during these times, this time frame of June 6th through June 9th, called the Bilderberg meeting. We already know some of the characters that are there, so picture this. Picture them coming into the buildings or coming out of their vehicles, coming out of their Lear jets and planes and however they're getting there. Get a feel for what that looks like. That is part of bringing it into your thought, into your mind, which is now your mental body, of course. Get a good picture of that. And now we're going to intend, you know, once we have them all sitting down together in the same room or the same location, in the process of creating their plans that are not in humanity's best interest, we're going to picture that they have failed and that humanity has won. What does this look like? That they failed. Because what we did was we put in place the ring pass knot, the magnified mirror, everywhere. Everywhere in that whole area. Not only the premise, but probably even the city that they're located in. That this meeting is located in. Right? So we're putting that in place. We put the electronic circle in place, so that it's created a vacuum, which creates a quarantine that nothing escapes. And it creates an effect similar to a microwave, where now those frequencies are hitting the mirror, and the lower frequencies, their intentions, their emotions, their anger, their passion for taking over humanity, whatever that may be, is now reflected right back to them. So that dark energy and frequency that is being created from forces that are beyond even their control are now cooking them. So what does that look like? That means that some of them, when they come out of there, will fail miserably in their endeavor. Some of them may experience arrests. Some of them will be taken ill. Some of them will no longer be on the planet. It may look like a whole bunch of different things, but what will happen is that their plan will fail, or plans. So once we know that and we see that, that it's failing, their meeting is finally finished. They're going out into the world and they're all smiley faced and they think that they've got it all that. There is a little capsule that has been introduced by all our efforts, which is now working. It's the antibodies that are working against the infestation, against the invasion, against the virus that they are. And we're coming in by the millions. And we're going to eradicate this infestation or infection. So watch it happen. It starts not manifesting for them. They become powerless. And how does that make you feel? I'm in joy right now watching this whole scene in my mind. I'm watching them as they're collapsing, as they're being arrested, as they're being impeached, as all these things are just totally crumbling. And I'm getting chills. So the next step is your emotional body steps in and you feel that joy, that elation, that butterfly in your stomach, my pores, my little hairs on my arms are standing up. I'm getting goosebumps. Okay. That emotion, that feeling, that elation in your heart of joy, of peace, that is your emotional body taking place. Because the reason that happens is because there's certainty. You know that this is so. It has happened. Just like the sun rises every morning, just like when you turn on a light switch and you expect the light to turn on, just like when in the morning you turn on that faucet, you know, and you want to get a drink of water or you want to brush your teeth, you don't even think about it. There is no thinking involved. There's just a knowing, a certainty that these things will take place when you turn on the water comes on, and you turn on the light turns on. It's a certainty. So this is certainty. When you're seeing the scene of these individuals who are in the minority, okay, that they have failed. And you're seeing the scene because all of us got together to do this. That feeling creates certainty, and that certainty creates a feeling of joy and peace and elation. And then your body reacts, which is your physical body now. And your physical body will react with the butterflies in your stomach or your heart racing because the future looks so bright now. There are no more clouds. The sun is shining. The birds are chirping. The grass looks greener. The colors are radiating now. You see all the amazing colors that were there as a potential for Mother Earth. All the scope of colors and that were not even visible before because they were trapped. Now you can see them. Now you can see the fairies and the elementals. Oh my God. And my heart is racing and I'm getting chills. And that's your physical reaction. And that is very important as part of the manifestation. And a lot of people skip the physical reaction, and it's important because it seals it, because that is why we're in physicality. And now we're going to bring in the spiritual body, which is your technician that will take all that software that we just wrote, because that's what we did. We wrote the software, the new program. We co-created the new software program for Earth. We shattered the matrix and now put in the new software program, the program that was originally intended for this planet. And now our spirit, our soul, is basically going to place this, writing it and recording it into the Akashic record where it has no choice but to play back over and over again because it's been written now. It is done by the co-creators themselves. So it's as simple as that. And now what we're going to do once we have these former forces off the planet, we're going to do the cleanup. We're going to write our new world. And we're going to do the same thing. We're going to bring forth our mental body. And we're going to think about the world that we want to see. So what does this world look like? You start bringing in pictures of what this world would look like. I know that it's looking pristine. It's clean. It's vibrating at such a high vibrational level. The air and the ambiance is totally itself luminous. I see the blades of grass self-luminous, and the flowers are self-luminous, and everything is radiating in its own light of divine perfection in tune and in alignment with divine creator. And all the colors are radiant, and the water is crystal clear, and the air is crystal clean and pristine. And the fruit, I've never seen fruit like this ever in my life, because it's all in divine perfection. The food is nourishing and everything is alive. That is the world that I want to see. So what else does it look like? I see people laughing and people in joy and people being respectful to one another and in humble service to one another. With unconditional love for one another, there's peace everlasting, a peace that goes beyond the comprehension of any mortal. I see wholesome behavior and wholesome society. I see innocence. I see goodness and humility, godliness, cleanliness. I see compassion. I see kindness and gentleness and definitely joy. A lot of laughing. And so when I bring this in my head, I also think, well, I mean, I'm in that scene. So what does this world also look like? I mean, is there commerce? Are there schools? What does agriculture look like? What are the arts look like? What does transportation look like? And I'm all automatically there. I'm watching this whole scene because now I'm the architect. I'm the designer. I'm that co-creator right now. And I just imbued this new world with all those qualities that I wanted of innocence and goodness and respect and godliness. I imbued it with all that. So that's already there. It's a given. That world has to function from those qualities. Now I'm going to watch a scene where everything comes into play. So I can pick, for example, something like business. Now let's say something like government. What does government look like? You know, it's the government that I see is run by people of very high Christ consciousness that are humane, that are there to serve all life, and that will bring this wonderful planet to be part of all the other planets that are that uphold the highest truth of the divine creator and that are a member of the illumined worlds and peaceful worlds of the cosmos. That's what I see. That's what I'm in right now as I'm saying this. I'm in that scene. And I feel so elated. Because I know that I know that I know that this is certain. It is done. And right now I'm out of breath because it's taken a physical. In my physical, it's actually creating a reaction. So it is done. It is certain. So take an aspect of society, whether it's business, whether it's trade, human interaction, you know, people interacting on an everyday basis as friends, as neighbors, as maybe coworkers, in transportation. What does transportation look like in this new world? Describe the food or see the food, taste the food. What does the food look like? Pluck some fruit off a tree and take a bite. And what does that taste like? What does health look like? Everyone is in perfect health. So what does the health field look like? Is there even a health field? Do we even need one at that point? What do the arts look like? So immerse yourself in all these things. What does communication look like? I mean, do we have television? Do we have a different form? Is it a hologram type of program? What does it look like? And where do we get our energy from? Is it energy manifested from the air, or are there other methods of obtaining energy? What does the architecture look like? Think about the buildings and the new construction that is being engineered. What kind of architecture does it, you know, is being done at that moment? Are the buildings made out of beautiful glass or amazing, stone or, you know, what is it? What does it look like? So visualize a scene from this world and know with certainty that you're there and that this is so, that this, that you are experiencing is absolutely true. That it is certain that it is so. And then, because you know that you know that you know that it is so, you will get the feeling of joy and jubilation. And you will then manifest that through your physical, either getting goosebumps or palpitations or maybe shortness of breath or something like that. And once you receive that as a physical, then just know that it is so. It is done. And have your soul now go ahead and write it into your Akashic records, into our Akashic records in the collective. And it has no choice but to play back. And let us do this with every aspect of our world. Whether it's the children, the schooling for the children, a scene with maybe many children and what the children look like, whether these children are free, they are magnificent angels in little bodies. They are in joy. They're innocent. They are, there is continuous, laughter. That is what I see. And remember, we need to do this without having to put in any of the stuff that was not working before. So what you're seeing is all positive, and it is all working. It is all in divine order, in divine alignment, because that is what we are co-creating. And that is what we're doing in unison. So we can unite our forces by doing this together. And so let's just then reiterate. We're going to, first of all, be in the scene where we're watching the members of what are called the Bilderberg Group meet. And they're sitting down, and they're speaking, and they're creating, and we're immediately wrapping them with the ring pass knot individually, the room or the area where they're at, the different locations where they attend, the premises, and even the city. We're going to also place everywhere, like mosaics, we're going to place mirrors that are magnified around the city, around the premises, around every single area that they attend, where they're at specifically in a meeting, and individually, so that anything that is generated by them is reflected back to them, magnified. And then we're going to surround the city with the electronic circle that is the shield, that is the highest shield available and possible. And we're going to invert it so that anything that is inside it is now in a vacuum and quarantined. Everything that is outside of it is protected. And we're going to do that with the city that this meeting is taking place in the premises, in any individual areas that these people are in, and specifically any areas where they're meeting in unison. And then we're going to quarantine them individually as well. And let them cook. Just go ahead and watch them talk. Watch them give out all their plans. Watch them formulate and put energy and feeling into it. Listen to it for the applause that they have every time they finish something that they think is fantastic. Hear the applause. And it's all contained. And they're cooking within that frequency that they're just emitting. Look at it. Look at it. Watch those energies, and they're bouncing off the mirrors, coming right back to them, multiplied individually, collectively in the room, around the premises, and around the city is being contained. And the more power, that more intent, and the more deliberate their delivery of this, the more they are cooking with it. It's bouncing back right to them. And now we have further encapsulated them and quarantined them with the electronic circle. Nothing is bouncing in or out of there. And humanity is completely shielded from this, and they're completely contained. The eradication process of these individuals, it's not done by us, it's done by them themselves. They themselves, through their own intent and their own energies, are going to eradicate themselves off this planet. And so it is done. I feel elated. I feel the goose pimples on my arms. I feel joy that it is done. It is done, it is done, it is done, and so it is. And we are going to co-create our world by rewriting the software. And we're going to now bring it to our mind in the form of a thought as to what it's going to look like. So we're going to pick a scene. Maybe we're going to a beautiful office building made out of absolutely gorgeous, highly vibrational crystal. And I'm coming in to these beautiful looking walls that have this most magnificent art on there. Everything is pristine. The ambiance is self-luminous. I'm meeting with people. Everyone is with the most beautiful smile on their face because everyone's coming from unconditional love. Everyone is in service to humanity and to all life. There's peace. There's joy. There's respect. There's humility. Everything is as it should be, in direct alignment with Supreme Creator. Everyone works with Christ consciousness. And everyone is part of the world that has been now accepted as a member of the worlds that are in direct alignment with the Creator and are peaceful and illumined worlds. And our aim now as a planet is to bring this light and peace to other planets as well. What joy. Feel that in your heart. Feel that in your body. As elation, you might have a little hard time swallowing perhaps because you have so much emotion right now. And the reason that is because it's certain that it happened. Your body reacts that way when it's the truth, when it is so. And so it is. And so it is done. I claim this planet back to the divine and supreme creator of this universe. I claim all the beings on this planet back to our supreme creator, whose intention was originally for this planet to vibrate to the highest light intended at the time. And so I claim victory, and we have been successful. And I thank you all for being on this call. It is a short radio show done only for the purpose of containing something that had missed the mark. And we have brought it back. We have tomorrow to address as well. And every time that we know that there is a situation on the planet, that we know that they have attempted to try to do something, we're going to counteract that with what we have just done tonight. This particular manifestation process will be up on YouTube, where you can all share it with others, as well as re-listen to it. It will also be archived in the radio show as well. My YouTube channel is Ari Kopel, that's A-R-I, and then K-O-P like Paul, E-L like Larry. And I look forward to anyone who is interested in joining the website that I have also created and run, which is 2012emergence.com. I will be very honored to have you all on there and help co-create the world together. Again, this is Ari Kopel giving you my eternal gratitude for joining forces and being victorious. Good night.